but I'll try to fix it anyway. And Ken Williams is here with me, just so you know.
Okay, good. Okay, are we expecting Ken Brown? I talked to him earlier this week. He has four people working, usually has 14, so he may not be able to make it. Well, if you want to, we can get started with the meeting and call the meeting to order a little past 2 on the 12th of October. And then the first thing item would be the roll call. Jeff Bertolate is on. We'll take it next. Lance, you want to go ahead?
Lance Vanderbeck, City of Newport.
Susan? Mark Watkins.
Jim Chaw.
Susan Painter on the committee.
Ralph Busby.
Hey, there we see him. All right, and you have one guest, you said, Ken?
He's here in the hangar with me, but he's working.
Oh, okay. All right. Anybody, that's all that I can see on my screen. And so the next item would be the minutes from our last meeting. Anybody have a chance or any questions on that? I'll read them. Would someone like to make a motion to approve?
So moved.
Susan?
Second.
Ralph, second. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Motion's been approved. Thank you. I only had looked at the agenda, so I'm doing it from memory, but the next item was, I think, your county, or maybe Lance, you could help me with that, what the next item is on the agenda.
Sure, and I'm flying solo here, so I'll go ahead and read off the agenda items for you, Chair, as we go. The next one is the sewer update for the Newport Municipal Airport. For those of you listening at home, some background information on this is currently the only sewer options at Newport Municipal are a septic system or holding tank. The limited capacity of a septic system restricts the amount of employees a business is allowed to have, placing larger aeronautical businesses unable to locate at Newport Municipal Airport. Items that play a role in sewer systems for the airport use or usage, capacity, what's the best type, funding, and project timelines. Community Development Director Derek Tokos is joining us and will, I guess, further discuss and have some questions and answers about this from the group if they have any. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to Derek.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek Tokos, Community Development. There are two options moving forward for managing wastewater at the airport long term. One is a very large septic system, and the other is a package treatment plant. The septic system option is going to run about $600,000. If that for some reason doesn't work, then the package treatment plant is our fallback, and that's about $2 million. Both systems would be designed to handle build out at the airport. They would not be accommodating wastewater from any other development.
Where would that be located? Probably Jerry.
The septic system, the drain field for that system would be likely located between the runways there in that kind of triangular shaped area, assuming the soils perk. And that's the next step for us, is to go through that process with the county sanitarian.
All right. So you most likely would have to potentially pump up to that, wouldn't you?
Correct.
Okay.
And one way we would be looking to accomplish this is we can link this up with the animal shelter development, and what we would do is look for the county basically to build the system, and then we would reimburse them for the cost above and beyond what they would have been expending were they to put in their own tank and drain field on the 5 acres they're looking to lease from the city. So that's one way to work that. and it's advantageous to them to pump it and thus avoid the need for tank and drain field and replacement drain field area within their lease holding.
Right.
So, because that's quite a bit of real estate you'd have to basically keep vacant.
Even though it's down, some of their property slopes down rapidly, but then that becomes a problem probably for where it goes. So the other feature that I had mailed to Lance, I think a while back, was a firm down in California. Actually, it's worldwide, but they had a system that was self-contained, but then they would use the effluent that came out of it to spread on the field or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It potentially about maybe a little bit less than the system you're talking about, but it was approved for a California usage by EPA. So maybe just another option. It's going to be still potentially the same bulk, but a smaller footprint.
Great. I'll double back with Lance on that.
Okay, great. Anything further questions on that, people?
So Derek, just for clarification, this is Mark. The current plan does not include any future development, T-hangers, inside, outside defense. This system that you have planned and spec'd out just is for the current occupancy of the airport as it stands today.
No, we're anticipating designing this for build out. So not just what's there today, but what is likely to be there over at least the next 20 years.
All right. Thank you for that verification.
Yep.
That would be a good step to at least have this on the books of planning it and where it might go. And that would alleviate the issue of whether or not it can be done, which the process of, you know, approval. And I'm sure Derek knows about that, how we have to perk it and all kinds of things. So I think that would be a good one. It would help with one of our goals and also future build out for hangers. And if it's pumped, then you can pump this effluent, you know, quite a ways to get to that site. And I'm hoping that's true. Derek, have any further on that?
No, I don't have anything further on that item.
Okay. Okay, Lance, what is next on our...
All right, give me just a second here.
It's the animal shelter.
So I think the lease and the appraisal, is that what's on the next?
No, it's a discussion of the animal shelter. An update, I should say.
And Ken Brown is joining us from his iPad.
Okay.
Nice.
Go ahead, Lance, and introduce the next item there since I don't have it in front of me.
No worries. Next item is the Powell Bantz Valuation PBV Real Estate Appraisal Report of 5 acres located at Newport Municipal Airport. For those of you listening at home, some background information on this. The PBV completed their evaluation of the 5-acre property using generally accepted appraisal principles and practices. PBV's attached appraisal report is intended to comply with the development of the report requirements of the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisals Practices, USPAP, and the Appraisal Institute. Excuse me. The subject property is identified as approximately 5-acre portion of Newport Municipal Airport on the South Beach area of Newport, Lincoln County, Oregon. It is zoned as P1 public structures by the City of Newport and is intended to be leased by Lincoln County for their proposed animal shelter. Market scenarios as is, market value fee simple value of $500,000, as is market rent of $41,250 per year or $3,437.50 per month. The City of Newport has a MOA with Lincoln County, and both are working towards getting a lease finalized between the two government entities. Again, Derek Tokos is here, the Community Development Director, to further give more information in regards to this.
Thank you, Community Development. You know, as Lance mentioned, The appraisal was recently completed. It's going to be presented to the City Council at a work session on Monday. We provided a copy of the appraisal, which we received at the end of September, to Lincoln County as well. We've not received comment from them, but we are positioning this for a long-term ground lease. And the as Lance mentioned, the recommendation from Pal Bance in terms of a market value on that lease is 23 cents a square foot per year. So what we come out was a little, that's a little, what is it? It's a little bit higher than the McWatkins lease. That was 21 cents net developable square foot per year. And so, which makes sense. It's a smaller footprint than the industrial footprint. My suspicion is that the council would, unless they get testimony otherwise, is going to be inclined to go with a long-term lease as opposed to any kind of sale of the property. And so that's what you'd be looking at in terms of annual lease revenue, $41,250, and that'll adjust upwards over time. Next steps with the county is this will, assuming this is acceptable to the council, is this would get programmed into a draft lease agreement. The term of that agreement, probably comparable to the McWatkins lease, probably looking at a 40-year base with an option for extending that another 20 years. And we'll see where that goes with the county. Now, the county's hired consultants to design the new shelter. And they've been doing stakeholder outreach to make sure that the ultimate design they come up with is going to meet the needs of the community. When they're done with that, and it sounds like they're getting close to being done with that, then they're going to need to go through a conditional use process with the city. We'll bring a draft copy of that conditional use application to the airport committee before a hearing is held with the planning commission, so you have a chance to take a look at it, provide your feedback. But at the end of the day, that conditional use application has to go to the planning commission. They have to approve it. Then we get the lease agreement in place, and then they're off to actually build the thing. So those are the steps that still need to happen.
Just out of curiosity, Eric, what would you say the soonest is that shelter can be up and running?
I'm not going to take I really couldn't take a stab at it. We have no control over that. And it's all in the hands of the county in terms of how quickly they push this along. We're well off the original. I mean, the original expectation was we get this thing under construction this year. I don't see that's certainly not going to happen. Sometime you get under construction, you know, spring, maybe you get the thing racked up towards the end of construction season, but that's assuming the county moves forward in a, you know, prompt manner.
How long does it take for your conditional use hearing?
Derek, I have a question.
Yeah,
is the facility going to include large animals?
I don't have an answer for that one.
Horses, those large animals?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. That's, you know, that's part of the county's outreach process that they've been doing to kind of figure out exactly how they need to set this up.
Well, horses and helicopters are not compatible, and the Coast Guard hangar is right there, and so airplanes coming in.
Okay. Good to know.
Derek, do you know if there's an intent to sublease or an intent to lease contract between the city and the county on record? Waiting room?
No, I have no information on that, Mark. I'm not aware of any discussions we've had to lease some portion of that. The only thing I've had is the county at one point indicated that they might want to build some storage on that property, but I don't know where that's gone. It was a very preliminary discussion some time ago.
So technically anybody else could come in and slap down a lease in front of the city and lease that property.
The 5 acres?
That's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have an MOU with a memorandum of understanding with the county that sets out the steps that need to be followed to make that 5 acres available to the county for the shelter. So while it's non-binding, I do expect that the county and the city council would adhere to the agreement.
Is that a 90-day contract, Derek?
Wasn't a contract. It's a non-binding memorandum of understanding.
Oh, okay, MOA.
Yep.
Okay, well, so I guess the next steps, unless we have a comment, otherwise we would pass it along potentially with a recommendation to the city council. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, the council is going to look at it in work session on Monday. And then if they don't have any issues with it, then we would plug that into a draft lease document that we negotiate with the county. And then that lease document would come back for formal adoption. So if you have any concerns with or comments regarding the appraisal, you're welcome to provide them now. And you'll certainly have some time after this meeting before an actual lease document is presented for approval.
Jeff, I would recommend that we make a motion to approve this. The numbers are right where they need to be. And anything that we can do as a committee to help expedite and let the city council know that we're in favor of this, the numbers don't appear to be, they're right where the market needs to be for that property. I think we should just make a motion to approve this, and that way the city council knows that we're all in favor of this.
That's I would think that also, but we'll have the concern I agree with on Jim there, that we would let it be known. I think last meeting we let it be known that we probably would not like to see large animals, don't plan for that within their lease or usage. But other than that, if someone would like to make a motion like Mark had there, potentially with a little caveat, that'd be fine.
Ralph, what's your, you think that would help the city council move forward with this project? You're on mute, Ralph.
There you go. Lost it. I don't see his phone number either. They got a goal setting session.
Does anybody know sign language?
There he goes. Now you're good.
Oh, you should hear me. I don't know what happened. My space bar failed me in at a most inopportune time.
Oh, you were just on mute. So my question to you is, Ralph, do you think it would help the city council move forward quicker if this airport committee approved these numbers and this report?
Well, I don't know that it would make a move any faster, not move faster, but I think it doesn't hurt to show our support and we agree with the value that's been presented.
Did you also want to include something within a sort of a motion like you just made, a recommendation not to limit potentially large animals within that site? Or just be aware of the issues with large animals would be maybe a better way to say that.
Well,
maybe they should talk to a veterinarian or somebody else.
I was going to say that really doesn't have anything to do with the airport committee. I mean, we could let somebody know at the county, hey, be careful with your horses or cows, but they'll find out soon enough, I guess.
Well, we've advised the Coast Guard, I believe, that this is taking place. And I don't. Animal husbandry was not my specialty.
Well, let's just separate it out then. Let's make one motion if you would like to approve the report as given for the appraisal and have that as a recommendation to go ahead. Does someone want to make that motion?
Well, I'll go ahead and make a motion that the PBV report valuation for the 5 acres is in line, is acceptable with the Newport Airport Committee.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you very much. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes. Okay, anything else for Derek?
Just quickly, Derek, if they have any more comments or questions and concern to either of the items that you were discussing today, who would you like them to send those concerns to?
They're welcome to send the concerns my way. If you have any issues with the appraisal report and concerns about animal husbandry, things of that nature, our office will be handling that conditional use application when it comes in. That's probably the area where you would want to see that addressed. And like I said earlier in our discussion, we'll make sure a draft of that conditional use permit application is made available to the committee before that conditional use is presented to the Planning Commission. As it stands, what I'll do is I will note that you've had, as a committee, had a chance to take a look at the appraisal, and that you support the conclusions in the appraisal, and I'll put that in my staff report to the City Council when they meet on Monday.
I don't know who's looked at the appraisal. I have not seen it, for one.
It's available online. It was on our agenda.
I saw it on the agenda, but I have not physically seen the report. That's all I'm seeing.
Well, it's in the back pages of the report agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, the important number, Jim, is 23 cents a square foot.
Yeah.
Thank you, Derek.
Keep that.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
What's the next item on the agenda, Lance?
Sure. Next item on the agenda is 4C. It's hangar lease termination with Northcom 75 LLC and the new lease with Daniel B. McCree.
All right. You want to make a report there? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And then for those of you listening at home, some background information on this is during the City Council meeting held March 15, 2021, Council minutes reflect that Daniel B. McCree did not execute the lease initially, nor did he pay the City any money associated with the approved lease. He explained to Council will officially withdraw the lease approved on December 7th of 2020 with Daniel B. McCree and consider the new lease with Northcom 75 LLC, which is a 1031 exchange agent for Daniel B. McCree. Spencer added, it is anticipated that Northcom 75 LLC will assign the lease to Daniel B. McCree under Section 11 on the lease agreement once the 1031 exchange has been completed. A motion to withdraw the lease was approved December 7th, and then authorized the city manager to execute a Newport Municipal Airport hangar site land lease agreement with Northcom 75 LLC. The hangar lot is D4. The motion carried 5-0. Now that the 1031 exchange with Northcom 75 LLC is completed, a request to assign the lease to Mr. McCree has been submitted via email.
So this is more of an informational situation?
Sort of, but I'm looking for a recommendation from the airport committee to recommend to City Council to approve the termination of the land lease with Northcom 75 LLC and approve a new lease for site D4 with Daniel B. McCree.
Someone like
Jeff, this is a matter of tax formality within the 1031 limit. So it's basically a name change on the lease. So I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve that name change on the lease so we can go to the City Council for approval.
Okay, it's been moved. Second, anybody?
Does the new lease require retroactive rent from the time that the hangar was made available to McCree and has been kind of hanging out there for us to get the paperwork in order? Because the termination says he hasn't paid any money, and I'm just wondering if the new lease is going to be retroactive so we get the rent from August that we should have had.
Sorry, the one lease was he didn't pay any money on was for the December 7th, 2020 meeting, that they had to prove that nothing had been paid or he didn't execute that lease. The lease for that hangar spot has been being paid since the new lease was renamed under Northcom 75 LLC. So he's current on the lease and everything.
Okay, that's fine. I just needed that clarified. So if it's just a name change, then that's fine with me. I guess I'd second Mark's motion.
All right, thank you very much. It's been approved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, that. We'll pass that along to the city council, Adam. Thank you. Next item, Lance.
Sure. Next item is 4D, Blake Richards' lease of Hangar G. And pull up my staff report here and give some background information for those of you listening at home. Before 2016, city administration was working on cleaning up land leases at the airport. Hangar G owner at the time, Mr. Nichols, was working with city attorney Steve Rich to bring his lease payments current for Hangar G. Due to health reasons, Mr. Nichols requested the city work with Mr. Richards concerning issues with Hangar G. At the time, it was approved by the city attorney just to add a care of Blake Richards to Mr. Nichols' hangar lease. Shortly before Mr. Nichols passed, he sold Hangar G to Mr. Richards, reflected in the attached tax document from Lincoln County. The city would like to clean up the lease for Hangar G with a lease in Mr. Richards' name to reflect the county tax records. Mr. Richards is in agreeance with getting the lease in his name. Currently, Mr. Richards is current on all lease payments and current on all tax payments. We do have a question in regards to when that lease can be reflected from to City Attorney David Allen. It would be my hope that we could be able to reflect those records back to June 29th, 2016, when the hangar was sold, which would make it expired on June 29th, 2031. But I need to wait to hear from David Allen on that question.
Okay, yes. And what are we looking for, a recommendation here?
Ralph has a comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Ralph.
Well, I think Lance knows this. I don't think anyone else knows that. Hangar is under potential sale, and the sale may occur within the next 30 days or so. And is it worth executing the lease to do that when you're probably going to have to make a new lease here within a few weeks anyway? Now, of course, there's no guarantee that's going to happen. I just wonder which way you wanted to go. It doesn't make any difference probably either party, but it just might be simple.
Would they normally have to do an entirely new lease, or can they assign the lease agreement as it's written now and just transfer names?
We'd have to do a new lease agreement with the potential buyee. But it's, I guess it would be up to the committee. I did try to confirm that sale was going through, but obviously nothing has been relayed back to me yet on that sale. It was after everything was on the agenda already. So I guess it would be up to the committee if we want to hold off and wait and see and bring this item back the following month. Or is there any issue with Mr. Richards if he did sell the hangar? I don't believe there would be any lease issue with putting it in the potential new owner's name.
I don't think there would be either. I think we don't want to limit people's ability to sell their hangars.
The only time that would be an issue is if there's, you know, back rent or back taxes that's owed on that lease. That's the only time that would have to be cleared up.
I would think so. But I think the escrow would normally want to clear that up also, unless it's privately done. But you're right, Mark. So I'll probably look for a motion here to either we could table it till next time, or potentially say there are no further objections to moving forward with either a new party under the terms that you're talking about, or something along those lines. Susan, can you help us out with that?
What was the question?
Well, we're just looking to see, we don't want to hold these sales up, and then it's kind of a having to come back and forth each time for these lease approvals that are already in force. It's nothing new, it's an old building. The person would like to potentially buy this hangar if he's going to go through with it. I don't know why we would need to approve it a month from now. But I don't know what kind of a motion that would take. But just looking for maybe some advice there.
Well, it sounds like we're just changing names at this point.
Right.
And approve the sale in another month. Is that what goes on?
Well, I don't think we approve any sales. We approve leases. So we'll leave it maybe to our city attorney to figure out what to do there. But is there any, I don't hear any objections potentially from our committee against things going forward.
I would table it for a month. Why go through the process twice if you don't have to? The parties just haven't gotten together. I mean, they intend to proceed. They may or may not, but you mentioned escrow. I don't think anybody ever did.
Well, if it doesn't hurt their sale, I would be open to that. We could just table it if it's amiable to the parties involved.
Well, I think I can speak for one party. I don't think he has a problem with it either way, but probably just simpler. That's all.
Right. Well, okay. Let's just table the motion then, or the agenda item until next meeting, and then we'll move on from there. Okay, Lance, next one.
Hold on just a second.
Looks like it's goal setting, Lance.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins. Yes, item 4E is goal setting for fiscal year 21-22. Just some background information for those of you listening at home. We are drawing closer to the end of the calendar year 2021. In November, we will start the goal setting process for the Newport Municipal Airport. Attached, you will find the approved minutes from the January 12, 2021 committee meeting approving the committee's goals for fiscal year 2021, and then also the 2020 adopted goals, and then the City Council adopted goals and objectives for 2021, for fiscal year 2021-2022. During the November and December meetings, we will refine the goals for the upcoming fiscal year 21-22. So I just ask that you please review the attached information and send your thoughts and goal ideas to myself at l.vanderbeck@newportoregon.gov. And then I just kind of open it up for the committee to discuss potential goals. Do ask that you read the information, and we try to align our goals with the Vision 2040, which is attached for that, and then any other information needed.
Thank you, Lance. I actually will be on a 2040 meeting tomorrow, so if people have something they'd like to bring up, please do. Mark?
Yeah, how about a scheduled airline service?
Well, that'd be, we could still continue on with that as one of our top goals. We talked about the sewer. That was one of our big ones from quite ways back. The water issue hopefully is resolved. I'm thinking we might have some parking issues still potentially arriving if we do get an airline service or paying for people. So there's other things.
Well, I'm just referring back to what our community has responded to every time there's a survey that goes out on what they want to see, you know, happen at the airport. And that's by far the number one issue.
All right. Anything new on as far as goals that you guys could want to have other people think about and then get back to Lance?
You want to put something about sewer in there, and given the options we have in front of us, and then the long range effect. I don't know if the 2040 committees address sewer and annexation of the property south of the city and so forth.
Not specifically in exact terms, but they have its overall goal for the 2040 is to get approval out the airport and other areas. But I think that is like you said, the 2040 visioning committee looks for input from our committees, and I report to them what they ought to be looking at. So one item I'll like to bring up and have you guys think about is having a trail system from our airport into South Beach. And there is a sort of a trail right now, but part of the trail is within private property and county property, but it certainly is a doable item, and especially with the advent of these new fat tire bikes and walking trails and whatnot, I think that should be on our goal list also.
Jeff, how do you envision that trail benefiting the airport community?
Well, if I were wanting to take a fold-up bicycle, I could go into South Beach and buy a fish and or a tool around town and then come back. It'd be something to do. At most airports, there's no place to go. If we had a rental or some way of getting bikes down there, they could actually bike to the beach through the state park.
I think that's a viable argument if somehow we, marketed what the Newport Airport has to offer. It wouldn't do us any good to build that trail and have our general aviation family that flies into Newport not even know about it or have access to it. Or where do I rent the bikes? Or I think it's really a cool idea if we follow up and let everybody know, the pilots, and I don't know how to do that, through a marketing campaign about what our airport has to offer. And we've talked about that in the past, incorporating the Newport Chamber, Destination Newport. You guys are neglecting our airport, and that's been going on for a long time. So I would be in favor of that if we followed up with some kind of a marketing plan specific to the Newport Airport and all that it has to offer.
So your suggestion would be potentially a marketing plan that would be a good idea for a goal.
Yes.
How about bicycle rentals at the airport?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all encompassing, Ralph.
So we would, with regard to that, then which is a good idea, Ralph. I think that we may be having to look at areas that would allow for storage or marketing of cars, bicycles, whatever it might be. So we might have to allocate space or find somewhere that that could happen, which would be potentially another goal. Or there are some sites. I'm not sure what's going to happen on a vacancy right next to our box hangers near the fence, if we build a building there, or if there is maybe a trailer site that could be put in, next to the FBO somewhere that would be a temporary structure potentially, or some way that you could house potentially, let's say, bicycles. So
that's a long hanging fruit, Jeff. That'd be not a problem to solve. I mean, big cities now, they're letting pedestrians and they're letting visitors, use these e-bikes and these little electric scooters for free, just to tour around the city. So it is an up and coming mode of transportation, but you could sit them out there all day long, and if people don't know about them, they're not going to get used, or they're not going to have another reason to fly from Denver per se, or wherever, into Newport to visit our beautiful coast.
Well, that'll be part of the marketing plan you proposed.
Correct.
So I don't want to put not having the trail in until we have a marketing plan. I think it'd go hand in hand.
Sure.
Okay. Any other items that you guys could think of to get the airport going? That would benefit. Where fortunately. The next phase would be the additional area to rent out south, or actually north of us, and that's one of our other projects that Lance was looking into to see if our consultants can outline potential new property. That would be another, I think, another goal. And then, of course, to get a T-hangers built would be another one. Any other ideas? Okay, Lance, I guess I could probably come up with a few more, but certainly get ready for on the next meeting, and then during the time period between now and then, submit that so that we would have something to look at our next meeting for goals. the 2040 committee, and actually Spencer has laid out a new potential plan of having goals identified a lot sooner than they have been in the past, mainly so that the funding issues can be resolved or identified prior to the budget. And they are looking to do more of a two-year goal so that things are in the pipeline, so it isn't dropped off every year like it has been in the past. Elsa, comments?
Lance, who's taking minutes, by the way?
The meeting's being recorded, and then there is a person that's been contracted to do the typing of the minutes. His name is Gabe.
Okay.
All right. Do we have maybe another, I'll speak for the property outside the fence there, is that's always going to help the airport itself also, if that somehow can be a goal, either the city helps with signage or lighting or whatever case may be to enhance the viability of the more traffic comes to a location outside of our fence there. But it also allows for more tax revenue to the city too. So I think maybe that's a big, potentially another goal, since we now have the onset of the county and a private party leasing land that is still vacant. But as soon as we can get that going, it's going to help out, you know, overall. So I think that'd be another one I'd like to see on our goals list to identify what steps we might take in the first year and maybe potentially 2 years down the line to get these sites more actively brought up. Okay, is that enough, Lance?
Yeah, it sounds like we got a lot of creative thoughts going on. I hope to hear some more input from you guys later, and we'll start digging into this further at the November meeting. Would you like to move on to the next item, 5A?
But I'm unfortunately, I forgot to read the whole operations report, but I'm guessing you'll be getting into the tour you gave week about the solar, and also where we are with the leasing of the tea hanger space. Is that on the agenda there?
No, in the operations report, I did briefly touch on the solar power thing, and I have not reached out to Mr. Mazzetti to see if he's still interested in renting that spot. I know I do have somebody lined up who is willing to take that spot if Mr. Mazzetti backs out. I'm still also waiting on documentation from our city attorney, David Allen, about getting some type of 30-day or 60-day agreement pre-signed for people to get into a lease for that. So it's kind of a work in progress on all ends.
Right, Lance, just a thought, Lance. Is this something that our real estate agent of record, Alan Wells, could draft for us? We don't have to wait for David Allen. I don't want to boggle down these opportunities to lease property.
No, I got you. If our property record, Alan Wells, does draft something, it'd still need to go through David Allen for, proof, I guess you could say. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have Mr. Wells draft something.
Okay, Susan, you might want to chime in on this because I know you made a mention, and Mark did too. Two meetings ago, we talked about, I think it was two meetings, that we were looking for a 60-day period. And then Mr. Mazzetta, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but it's been, I think, over 60 days where we haven't heard yet. I would say that since we don't have an agreement in writing, it's more of a verbal to open up that leased land or the T-hanger site for anyone that would like to tie up the, this potential agreement here. But I for one, think it's open personally. Whoever gets there first at this point with a legitimate offer, I mean, I just say, hey, I'll do it and not have any backing. But that's my feeling. I think it's been way past time to, especially if there's no action, no one's going to, you know, he can take all he wants because no one's doing it. But if there is two people vying for that position, but they've been held off, I, for one, don't want to stand in the way of progress.
I think that makes sense. I think we've talked about it before, and we ought to just say, listen, you've got, you know, 10 days to put up or shut up, sort of, so that somebody else can come in and take over.
I would agree with that. Anybody else? Jim?
No problem. I agree.
Who else is Ken? I think they're mute or not.
Ken is on mute.
How about Ralph?
No, I agree.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see any, like I say, I don't want to step on toes, but I don't want to hold up progress. So I think that at this point, I don't know if it would take a motion or not, but it's more of a word of, we've indicated to a person that it's kind of been a hold, but that was more of a, you know, handshake agreement. And I'm sad that our city attorney hasn't been able to find the time to come up with some sort of a language that would do this, but I'm hoping they will. And so I would say it's open personally. I mean, this is the announcement. Let's give it 10 days if you would like to put a timeline on it. But how do you guys feel?
Well, I don't want to step on toes either, but I think I would like to instruct Lance to make, not really an email, but a verbal phone communication with Mr. Mazzetta and say, listen, we got people in the wings here. You've got 15 days from today. Mark it down your calendar or it's going to go to market.
Is that a motion?
I think you'll make that a motion. A clarification.
Okay, go ahead.
So 15 days for a letter of intent or a lease, because we'd have to get the lease to come back to the committee for approval, and then it has to go to city council. So what are we looking for at the end of 15 days?
A letter of intent would be, that's where you would become date specific. A letter of intent said, now I've got 30 days or 60 days to do my due diligence to have the lease executed. That's the issue. We don't have a letter of intent.
That's it. I think the letter of intent would be that I intend to perform on the lease within, you know, wouldn't give it 60 days, but I would say that, I would be, whenever they can draw up the lease, I intend to sign it. Something along those lines.
Haven't you had verbal expression of intent for the man for several months now?
Written through email.
Well, then I suggest we send him a letter and give him 10 or 15 days that if no positive response is received, it will market.
Okay, that may be.
I have a question on that. Is the committee empowered? Did the council empower the city to terminate and enforce leases?
No, that's not what we're asking. No, we can't terminate leases.
Yeah, what are you asking? Are you going to council with something, or what are you asking?
Let me clarify it for you. So somebody was interested in leasing property within the airport fence. They said they would like to lease it, but we're going to do some background information first. So we're not signing anything. We're just saying we're interested. And so far they haven't come back and signed any lease. So it's more of the due diligence time. Okay, you could take that time. Unfortunately, we had no paperwork with regard to that, but it's been over, over 6 months to 9 months that they indicated they would like to look at it.
And that came through committee?
No, it didn't. I mean, our airport director indicated that the property spoken for at the time.
So, that was done through the airport administration that land was promised, or how was that land promised?
Well, we don't have any actual legal paperwork to say the land is promised. That's half our battle. And the terminology isn't probably the correct one to be using, so that it was more of a, a good guy agreement. These guys, I'm, semi-serious about renting this. I'm looking into it. Okay, I'll hold off until, in case somebody else wants it. You've got it, but that's how it's more of a verbal agreement.
Okay, that was done by Lance, or who was that done by?
Correct. And then the committee was okay with that for a while, but I think we've indicated that we would like to have David Allen draw up actual paperwork so that it's more definitive.
Okay, if you're going to do a formal thing, I think it has to run through council.
Oh, absolutely. In our last meeting, we requested that David Allen draw up paperwork.
Yeah,
people could do that.
If that's a process, I don't have any problem at all.
Okay, good. It's good to ask and clarify. It is an issue there. So I think we're at the point where we say, okay, well, in theory, another good guy agreement, 10 days hopefully David Allen will have this paperwork or something to sign that letter of intent that I'll proceed with going through with a lease as long as it's approved in the future, but they would at least indicate that they were totally serious about signing a lease that is being drawn up. Okay, good. I'm guessing we might need a motion on that one to get it going forward. Anybody want to summarize what we talked about?
I'll make a motion that the party that has been interested in that tract of land be given 10 days to respond in a positive manner, and it is to his intention moving forward, and a positive response isn't returned by him within that time frame, it goes to the market.
We have a second?
Second.
Who's that? Who second?
I beat you to it.
All right, you take it, Susan.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion approved. Thank you. Okay, that helps clarify that little thing that's been hanging a little bit, Lance, and I'm glad we covered that up. So go ahead with your operations report.
All righty. Thank you for clarifying that. We'll get some information over with the motion and whatnot to the gentleman interested in doing the tea hangers. Hopefully we'll hear back from him sooner or later and we can get moving with getting those developed. So item 5A was the operations report for those of you listening at home. I attended a training, a DEQ 1200Z permit. I attended a training with SHN for the Newport Municipal Airport Stormwater Pollution Control Plan. We reviewed new compliance guidelines set by DEQ, and airport staff attended a training with Gwen Erickson to go over the new DEQ regulations for sampling requirements. Environmental assessment, AIP, held a meeting with ESA about the environmental assessment. Unfortunately, we had several issues during the meeting. We ended up recording the meeting and posting it to the city's webpage. We did follow up with letters that were sent out just last week to the homeowners in regards to those issues that we had with the environmental assessment meeting. Oregon Department of Aviation attended the ODA board meeting. Agenda items included a director's update, finance update, a core program update, and the ASAP reports to the legislator. If anybody would like any more information on that, please let me know. FAA capital improvement projects received an email from Ben Mello with the FAA about starting our five-year outlook for CIP projects for the airport. 2022 is to remove the obstructions. 2023 to 2024 is carryover years. 2025 is to install a new AWOS, and 2026 is also a carryover year. Also on a side note, worked with Jeff Fawn with Precision Approach Engineering to put the CPI letters or the capital improvement project sheets together to send off to the FAA for review. Animal shelter participated in a walkthrough evaluation of the animal shelter property, which we also did hear about earlier today from Derek Tokos. Had an interesting event with a crew car. And the crew car was taken without permission from the airport FBO early morning of Friday, September 17th. The suspect was videoed walking up Southeast 84th Street around 11:30 p.m. Thursday night. The suspect spent most of the evening in and out of the crew car, drove off early Friday morning. The car was found on Highway 34, destroyed by a fire. The suspect was apprehended in Waldport. The suspect was charged with theft in the first degree, criminal trespass in the second degree, unlawful entry into a motor vehicle, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Airport staff testified before a grand jury on the September the 23rd. Oregon Airport Managers Association participated in the OWAMA board meeting. We finalized our fall conference, which was today. Started at 7 o'clock this morning and ended right before came down for the airport committee meeting. The runway lighting, so we replaced the bulbs for runway 34 and the wind cones, for runway 1634, and replaced the wind cone on both ends of the field. The self-serve tank received an email from Scott Milstad with Mascot Equipment. Mascot spoke with Eagle Tank Manufacturers. Eagle is going to get the paint fixed on the Avgas tank. Mascot will let me know when Eagle plans to come out and do this work. AWAS, we anticipated an annual inspection of the AWAS, was scheduled for September 22nd. Upon the start of the inspection, DBT Tech found issues with the AWAS transmitter radio. They could not complete the annual inspection. A new radio was ordered, and the inspection will be rescheduled for October 22nd when the tech comes out to install the new radio that we had to purchase. Solar Power had a meeting with Jeff Bertolite and a Solar Power tech, which I didn't get his name down and in time. Could you remind me of his name, Jeff?
Tom Carpenter.
Okay, with Tom Carpenter. He's a solar expert regarding power at the airport. There are a few easy items that can be done to help lower electricity utility expenses. One thing that we are working on is combining city meters that are in proximity to one another. The next item discussed was adding solar power to gate operators. There is further discussions that will need to be had with this issue. Did get a request in to PUD for the power meters that the city is paying for, and so I'm working on getting a graph sent out to you for your buddy there, to your friend, to look at all the kilowatt usage of the airport and what we're using. Striping. What's that?
Let me clarify one thing. He's a friend, but he's also a consultant. So no money involved there. So
yeah, no, sure. Sorry. having brain issues right now. I apologize. So a striping request, did put in a striping request to the Public Works Director, David Powell. Responded to a striping request from in front of the self-serve tank. Mr. Powell is getting that on the public works schedule. No anticipated time or heard back of when that might be restriped over there. So how we ended up on the month for the Newport Municipal Airport, we logged 677 total aircraft operations, and we pumped 8,466 gallons of fuel. Which puts us up on the fiscal year for total fuel of 30,043 gallons. So we're coming up good on that. Total Jet A on the year puts us at 21,974. Total Avgas on the fiscal year puts us at 8,069 gallons pumped. How we ended up for rental cars, we did 90 rental cars in the month of August. So we saw quite a good increase from 90 in September, saw a good increase from August when we only did 72. Puts us at 468 rental cars for the calendar year of 2021. Courtesy cars, we loaned out 43 trips into town with the courtesy cars. It puts us on 346 courtesy car trips into town for 2021. And then, of course, are the local prices for our catchment area broken out, and then added some pictures for everybody to view at home of the full apron and some interesting aircraft that came in.
Oh, thank you, Lance. Indicating that you were doing very well with the rental cars, is there, or do you foresee, I know it's not maybe a problem now, but it seems like we could have a problem if we get more popular with the rental cars to have space for them. Can they be parked inside the fence, or probably not, or do you have room for them?
So it depends on the amount of usage that we see. Obviously, there are some days where we're renting more than normal and some days where cars are kind of sitting. We try to move cars to the back areas to free up the front FBO parking lot. That also can be problematic, of course, too, depending on the time when the life flight to crew changes happen. So there's not, I mean, we kind of work around it and park cars where we can to free up spots in front of the FBO. But normally, it's pretty minimal impact on the parking.
Lance, can you give us a ballpark amount of the revenue that the rental car agreements brings to the airport?
So in our rental contract with Hertz, we're getting 18% commission on each car that goes out. I would have to check for specific numbers, but I believe that was right around $35,000 last year for rental revenue to the airport.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Okay. Anybody have any more questions with regard to the operations report?
I just want to give Lance a kudos for getting on that fuel tank painting issue. I'm glad that didn't get any worse. So I'm anxious, and I want to make sure that we do a good follow-up on their prep job and their new paint job. I don't know if we need to have somebody out there to watch them, make sure, but that's a huge investment we have. And so anyway, well job on following up with that, Lance.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Lance, I have a question. Did that letter go out to the tenants about the use of their hangars?
Yes, it did go out, and I'll have some more follow-up on that. We should probably discuss that at the next meeting, because I did not hear back from a lot of the field tenants on it.
Well, I think okay. I'm particularly looking for maybe at the most two people response, the ones that were questioning. So I suppose you could reach out to the other people. I mean, I don't know that I wrote back, but I told you, you know, I'm using the hangar. So, and I don't know, Jim, have you talked to the party we're thinking of?
Yes, I have.
And what's the response?
It's positive. I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. I have one other question. There's a blue fishing vessel sitting out by the tea hangers. Who does that belong to, and what's the rent on it?
So I believe that the boat that you're asking about, Jim, that actually is the hangar tenant that is building the hangar right next to Chuck Weiss's. That's his boat, and he's parked it there for the time being while he fixes his deck at his house, is my understanding.
Okay.
I'm sure he'd be willing to rent it out to you for use.
Does it run?
Okay. And then the thing that brought up we lost one car on a fire sale. Do we have one to replace it with?
So that's still kind of going through the insurance process. I'm not sure how much we might see out of that. Been asking kind of the police department to see if they have anything, even the fire department, if they have anything. I did jog my memory. I guess need to have a discussion about the email resignation we received from one of the airport committee members. We need to get that vacancy filled, so I guess I would need a
right.
recommendation from the committee to send to council for posting to get that position filled.
Is the regulation still in effect where, there's four people from within the city boundary and two outside the city boundary, like myself outside, and Terry was outside also?
Yeah, no. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I'm thinking it's probably the same makeup. So it could either be someone within the city or outside the city who would like to apply. I don't know that we need a recommendation, but we certainly need to let city know to announce the vacancy.
I have a recommendation I could make. I'm sure it's got support. I know Dan McCray would be interested.
Well, the city has to post it out on public so he can fill out the application.
I understand that. I'm just mentioning it to the committee.
Yeah, so Lance, please tell the council to get that posted.
Will do. So then I guess the committee is accepting the resignation of Terry Bugenhagen.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think, I guess we can accept it, and certainly it's the mayor's appointee appoints him anyhow, but yeah, we with regret, we accept his, and thank him for his time that he spent with the committee. Maybe a little letter could go out, you know, with regard to that. All right, anything else?
Jeff?
Yes.
Couple questions. Oh, and by the way, in response to the letter you sent out, Lance, my answer is behind me. And the a couple of other things. One, when you restripe around the fuel farm, given the location you chose to store that ladder platform, it's awful close when you pull out of there. I know a guy with a twin that was getting fuel one night and pulled out of there and noticed his left wingtip was awful close to that thing. So if we can move that center stripe out maybe a little bit or reconsider where that thing's parked, it might be helpful. And the other question I had was, have you done anything about, or at least thought about, advertising our GCO link?
No, not other than the slips that we've been passing out. I haven't been able to get any follow-up on that GCO link.
Yeah, if we could post some signs. I was telling Lance earlier that, this month that I noticed a lot of pilots don't even know about it. And we used to put slips on the counter there, but if we had a sign out there on the fence or something just saying it was available, because obviously it's much more convenient for us.
Another thing about potentially on the goal setting is we could have airport interior-wide internet, up to T-hangers to basically the whole field. That'd be kind of nice to have that. So people with all these four flights and all these things that all the electronics people use nowadays, that would be nice to be able to get to.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Jeff.
Okay. Any other items? There's one. We have one guest. Do you want anything there, Ken? Now, Ralph would have to relay that to us.
You say something to me?
Did Ken want to say anything? Our guest?
No, I'm just listening in, trying to support the airport. That's all.
All right. Well, I always give everybody an opportunity to speak up. So, anybody else have any more comments before we close?
Yeah, Dietmar. Dietmar's got his hands up.
Oh, I don't see him on camera. Go ahead.
Hey, I just have curious. At the last meeting that I attended, it was brought up about the fuel tank was rusting and all that. What's the skinny on that? What's happening with that?
Lance?
You're up, Lance.
Ken Milstad with Mascot Equipment reached out to Eagle Tank, who manufactured and built the tank, and they worked out an agreement for Eagle to come down and fix the paint on the Avgas tank.
So that will put it into another 10-year cycle or 5-year cycle or what? You need to be painted every so often or what?
So I don't know if it needs to be painted every so often, but there are tank inspections that need to be done every 5, 10, and 15 years, I believe, is the time frame. But that those are different things. And I think it's going to be dependent on the type of paint that's going to be used. It was supposed to be marine-grade epoxy paint. So I guess we'll find out what type of paint they're using and what potentially might be the outcome for length of time and warranty on the new paint.
Lance, I'd like to make I'd like to make a recommendation that when these guys do the job, that they hand us a certificate or some kind of paperwork as far as a warranty of how long they expect this paint job to last.
I think the tank itself is warrantied, isn't it, Lance?
The tank does have a warranty. I'm not sure how long it was. I think the paint warranty was out, but Mascot did talk with Eagle about the issue with the pictures I sent over with them, and so I think that that was able to get Eagle motivated to come out and fix what's going on with the tank.
Is, you know, I for about a couple $1,000, you can get these covers. Remember, $700, I think I've seen them at the feed store and Newport Marine and RV. That it's a basically it shields the rain from hitting that doggone thing. But the bags are open. Ask the paint guy when they're out there if they think that would help or not.
Well, the reason I asked that, Lance, is the last time you reported on that, you were very concerned that the tank was going to be a problem, was going to rupture, some fuel was going to spill because of the rust issues. And now with this repair, you feel comfortable that it's going to be okay for a number of years?
Yeah, it should be okay for a number of years, yes.
I think it's more of a cosmetic thing at the point DeMar was on the top in little areas that were rusting or showing rust through. It's a double-walled tank, I believe. So safety-wise, we're okay, but if you let it go, it would just deteriorate.
It just looks ugly. Is that what you're saying?
That's so far.
Well, and if I could add, that was when the EPA came in to do the inspection on the original Avgas tank, the rust had rusted through in a portion where it was allowing water to get into the fuel. And, of course, water in aviation fuel is a no-go. So to help prevent that, we need to be on top of that sooner rather than later.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else have some questions? All right. I don't hear any of this. We're going to adjourn the meeting then. Until next time.
Good job, Lance.
Send in your stuff.
One other thing I wanted to say was that when you sent out your link to me, you sent out the wrong link, and I had to call Peggy and find out the link. That's why I was kind of late to the meeting. So.
Yeah, make sure it's a full link one. Don't do a little
top.
Right. Yeah. No, this is my. I'm all by myself, and I'm figuring everything out. So I appreciate it, and I will do better for the next meeting and have it all put together a little bit more organized. I'll say.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You can unplug me, Ruth.
Goodbye.